Please wake up.
Oh, sun's barely up.
Let me get my robe.
Lexi's got a lot of energy this morning.
Is Lexi in there with you?
What? Lexi's not in her room?
No, she's not. Sometimes when she can't sleep, she'll come into my room or fall asleep on the couch watching TV, but I can't find her anywhere. Not the shed or the attic she likes to explore. I don't know. I went to go check on her, and her room was just empty, and now she's nowhere.
Did someone take her?
Wherever she is, I think she brought her phone, but it's off. I've been calling it all morning.
Baby bird! Lexi Grace!
I thought her phone was off.
Hello?
Agent Tanaka, this is Elijah Bird. Me and my daughter,
Something's wrong.
Lexi's missing. She never came out of her room last night, but this morning she's gone.
Her cell phone is gone too? If so, she probably went somewhere on her own. Kidnapper wouldn't likely let her bring it.
I don't see it anywhere. It's turned off.
Keep looking. Under the bed, couch cushions, everything. Her location's been turned off. So I can't get too specific, but it was last used in the area there.
It's not in the couch!
Could it have died? Is she good about plugging it in?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'll be right over.
My head. Where am I?
Shh. I'm watching Live and Learn. Like a camper
or RV thing. I
can't move. Lexi, shh. It's the very end. The girl from the bridge? Oh my god, where am I? Why can't I move? Where am I? Help!
It's the first Aster episode. Now, if you can't be quiet.
You didn't win first place, Liv.
Thank you. I'm glad you like my song. I never expected this.
Whoa, that's spooky.
What?
That's exactly what you say in all your practice speeches.
What? I never have acceptance speeches. I never expected to win. No, I never expected it.
No, I never expected it. See? It's crazy! Aren't you upset? Don't you feel like she took your place or something?
You know what? I don't. It's just the Ponton Middle School talent show.
We both tried our hardest. It could have been either one of us.
Oh, she's coming over. Hey, new girl.
Hey, you're Liv, right? Your song was really good, too. You want to come over for ice cream at my place? We have a huge pool with a waterfall in the backyard.
Sure, Aster. We'll all be there. I'll catch up in just one itty-bitty little second. Oh my gosh, did you hear that? A waterfall?
Needy treating places is not so bad.
Oh, Liv.
It's just such a good episode. Don't you think so, Lexi? No one expected this random guest star would become Aster, you know? But it was just so good.
Emily? From the bridge? And is that Aster tied up?
Let's not wake her up yet. She's been so tired the past couple days.
Fatigue and weakness. Her anemia.
And having three girls here at the hospital again all together, it might bring up some bad memories.
At the hospital? June 11th, you were born here too?
Isn't that funny? Three baby girls all the same day. They just couldn't keep us straight. I was the one who was supposed to go home with the Haywards all along.
But the blood test showed Carl Brewer, Shelley's dad.
Can't be trusted. Doctors, hospitals, all of it. Clearly, Nexvitus messed up everything. So, once I realized what they'd done, I knew I needed to put things right again. In fact, you know what? Let's wake her up after all. Thirsty, we're starting to run low, but there are a few bottles left.
Aster, wake up.
Oh my god. Who are you? Why is she here?
This is our friend Lexi. I found her wandering around when I was getting water for our wash-up this morning. thought it'd be safest to bring her in here for now so she doesn't get hurt. I don't like to hurt people.
She's just a kid.
Oh, I know. She's not involved at all. Like I said, I don't like to hurt people unnecessarily. So why don't we... slowly. Don't want to spill. There. Why don't we fill her in on everything? Just like we practiced? Name?
Emily Craig.
Good, good. Born?
June 11th, Blue Bonnet, Texas. Her mom had to stop on a drive to Dallas because she went into labor unexpectedly. She wanted to be a model, and she said having a baby ruined her life.
She was supposed to be a model, but they tore up her contract when she got pregnant. We've got to make sure you get the details correct.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Aster, what are you... Who's mom? Who are you talking about?
It's a bit hard to keep track, isn't it? See, I used to think she was my mom, but it turns out it's her mom.
But not Mrs. Hayward.
No, no. Jasmine Craig, remember?
Jasmine Craig. My mom. She was supposed to be a model, but having a baby ruined her life.
I see. You're saying she's Emily and her mother is Jasmine Craig?
Now tell her about where you live.
Emily's... I've lived a lot of places. My mom brought us from city to city and I never got to finish a school year, so I dropped out in the 10th...
11th.
11th grade. After mom disappeared. And Emily, I moved to Nashville a couple years ago.
To do what?
Music. I'm not a songwriter or anything, but I have a pretty good voice. I just haven't made the right connections yet.
It's very hard when things aren't just handed to you. Who your parents are, who they know, like the Haywards. They can just make a whole music career happen. You can just be born into the right family, can't you? But poor Emily wasn't born into a family like that, were you?
No, she... I wasn't.
It's so lucky that we've met now, though, because as Aster, I do have all that privilege. And, like, just because I'm a Nepo baby doesn't mean I'm gonna be entitled. So tell her about how I'm going to give you your big break.
I'm going to be an opener for Aster on her new tour, if the Haywards will let me.
I think I can persuade Mom and Dad to have you along. After all, this whole album is written about us, isn't it? How could I do the Siren Songs tour without my very own siren? Ever since I first learned about you, I knew that setting things right wasn't enough. Sharing my success would be the right thing to do.
Thank you, Aster. That's generous.
So you somehow knew there'd been a mix-up at the hospital, and you realized it could have been either one of you.
Yes! Like live and learn.
Maybe trading places isn't so bad.
Oh, I knew you'd get it. I'm so glad you're here, Lexi. After all, who is Aster without her loyal fans?
You haven't seen her either? All right, thanks, Marty.
My parents' safety app shows which app she used, but I can't see more than that. She opened Google Maps?
So she probably did go somewhere, but she either turned off her phone or someone nearby turned it off for her.
Why would she go somewhere?
I thought you said she wasn't in danger.
We still don't know for sure if she is, but we're going to do everything we can to get her out of it if I was wrong.
I swear to God, if my baby bird gets hurt...
We know for sure she opened maps. Where would she go?
I don't know. This isn't her city.
What else would she use?
Browser... Oh. Her voicemail. She has this one message from Avery. She likes to listen to it.
Her mother.
I knew she was upset last night. I should have made her talk to me.
Avery was killed here in town, wasn't she? Would she have gone to visit her grave?
She was cremated.
She has a memorial stone, though, in the old churchyard.
Come on.
I'm coming, too. I listened to that song, Teardrop Garden, to try to understand what Lexi's been feeling. It mentions the churchyard.
Get ready with me for Oster's comeback show tonight. I thought I'd wear her outfit from the Paper Hearts video to honor Bryce Valentine.
I thrifted this skirt and then upcycled this old top I actually bought for another concert a few years ago, but then I add these square toe booties and silver star hoops.
Oh, please. I haven't worn star hoops since Wanderlust. No one ever pays attention to the details. People just keep switching things around like it's nothing, but it's not nothing. All these little stupid mistakes matter.
You got that lip color just right, though. It's a tequila sunrise, right? Signature.
Yes, exactly. You understand, Lexi.
My mom and I do these concert outfits right. We recreated the actual Paper Hearts look a few years ago. See the round buttons on her shirt? Inaccurate.
Oh, yeah.
In the video, it's hard to see, but the right buttons are actually little ombre pink hearts. So my mom took all the normal buttons off and we found the right buttons and she sewed each one on. I could show you a picture. It's on my phone.
Oh, no. We've had some problems with cell phones. Can you believe she had a secret second phone? Caught her trying to type a text when she thought I was sleeping. I had to deal with that earlier this week.
Oh, Aster, well, our outfit wasn't perfect either. We couldn't get the bracelet quite right. We were gonna drop it, but then I found something charming.
You found the bracelet. Well, best laid plans. I wish...
Yeah, I mean, it worked. I've always been good at finding things.
Yeah. So, is your mom or anyone coming?
No, it's just me. Sorry.
Sorry. There's nothing around here. We're really in the middle of nowhere. It's been, hard to get the word out.
Yeah, there's not much here. But with nothing else around, it's so quiet. So if someone was looking for, Aster here...
What are you talking about?
Just your big show. How much people love you and that they travel out to middle of nowhere Bluebonnet for you. You're definitely the most exciting thing here. I need to use the bathroom. Is there...
I can help you upright to use it and then I'll take it out.
I don't know how you thought of all this. Electricity? Water?
Do you have to go or not?
Actually, I think my tummy just has butterflies because I'm excited for tonight. Aster, I was just thinking, I can't wait to see your outfit. I'm sure you have something special planned. You gotta show me every detail.
I have worked really hard on these siren outfits. I needed two, so we could match.
Yeah, you're in your Gemini era. When you pose for photos, you can do, like, mirror images with Aster or with the fans.
Maybe your mom would like to take a photo with us later?
Yeah. That'd be a dream come true.
Avery Bird, daughter, wife, and mother. Psalm 30? I don't know that one.
It's a promise that our mourning won't last forever. I like verse 11 best. You turn my wailing into dancing, you remove my sackcloth, and clothe me with joy.
That's beautiful.
It looks different already. Like, it looks so new, it stood out a lot, but now it blends in more or something. I can't believe it's already been like a year.
You said Lexi hasn't seen it before, so she could be looking for it.
Lexi?
Over there? I thought I saw...
Lexi! Lexi! Turn around! Lexi! Lexi! Oh, no. Oh, that's not her.
Oh, gosh, that girl's parents. So sorry! She looked like my daughter, sorry!
It could have been her double. Those legs, her hair.
Yeah. It did look like her. God, she's so big now. Do you remember when she was born? Not even 7 pounds. She was so tiny.
Avery was so happy. She always wanted to be a mom so badly, and then Lexi was just so perfect. I've never seen a baby so little and beautiful. Even her cry was pretty.
Gosh, we had no idea what we were in for. When we first got her home, I remember a neighbor had brought over a bottle of champagne to say congratulations. And Lexi immediately reached out as if to grab it. It smashed into the floor and I had to try to clean it up so they wouldn't get hurt. Avery said Lexi already had expensive taste. Got her a bottle made to look like a champagne bottle as a gag.
I don't see her anywhere. I'm sorry, Elijah. I know this is hard, but I really need you to think. Where else would she go?
I don't know! I don't know this stupid town. She doesn't know anywhere else here. She's just gone!
Lexi!
No. Okay, no. I need to think. Maybe she came here but left. What would she do? What would she think about? Avery asked her. She'd go to... Is that other girl buried here? Shelly?
There's a memorial set up for her as well. Just a temporary one for now by the church. It's covered with notes and tributes from other Astor fans.
Yeah, that could be something. Maybe she wanted to leave something there. She's been... It'd be a way to avoid her mom's stuff. I don't see anything from Lexi.
This note that starts, sorry, blue letters, handwriting like Astor's. Well, I don't think it's her handwriting, but I think this girl was trying to imitate it.
Switching back? Switching back? Like switching the babies when they were first born.
So someone did know about Shelly and Astor. Maybe a nurse or something.
Oh my god. Listen, if Lexi found this, she might have gone after them. Maybe the hospital where they were born.
Would have been Donovan Hospital. The old hospital was torn down a few years ago.
What's there now?
Nothing, really. It's way back across town near our place. It's that big lot you drive past coming into our neighborhood, Elijah. Nick's Vitus moved and just left that eyesore.
Near your house?
Not a mile down the road.
She could walk there. Easy.
We gotta move.
And she'll wear the same thing, of course.
I love it. You and I, Gemini, like in Shipwreck.
You've heard that song?
Traced echoes to the passing ship. I am the biggest Astor fan ever. I'm trying to be patient, just waiting for her to release something, you know?
So you like the new album?
Oh my gosh, Astor, I think this is going to be your best show yet!
Oh, thank you. I have worked really hard to get here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm like in awe of your hard work. Did you really put up Vanishing all on your own and these social media announcements?
It wasn't too hard. I got everything off of Bryce's computer. Just a little cleaning agent to cover my tracks. I just want everyone to be as excited as I am.
Everyone is so excited. But I think there's a vigil for Bryce at the same time.
Ugh, I hate it, having to deal with Bryce like that. Getting him to meet me, trying to calm him down. At least now he's recovering, and then hopefully we can reconcile. I have big plans to reshoot some of our old videos together.
Oh, that's such a cool idea. It sucks that you had to meet him under such bad circumstances last time.
Yeah, I don't like doing that stuff, but I can't have anyone messing up my plans, you know? Like Shelly, who was kind of dumb but pretty nice. She just couldn't figure out what was up with her father.
But you figured it out. You saw the pictures of him with Astor online.
Well, yeah. I always knew when I was born, of course, and knew it was Astor's birthday and birthplace, and part of me always knew that something was wrong about my life. Then, after Astor was at the hospital, her fighting with her parents, this new old man hanging around her, the lyrics she changed, I figured it out, and Shelly lived so close to me. It was so easy to become friends with her. Then she told me about how her dad wanted to do this concert together down there, so I mentioned I was going down too. I didn't want to hurt her, but I couldn't make her see. I don't know. I wrote her a note to say I'm sorry, but Bryce didn't need to be involved at all if someone hadn't tried to message him.
Well, after tonight, it won't be so hard. Everyone's gonna finally see the real you. It's gonna be amazing. So, have you been rehearsing? What song are you going to use to make the big announcement? You've got to make sure your voice is strong. This is the big moment.
You know, Hand in Hand was actually written for this moment. I thought we could sing it together, but we haven't gotten to rehearse much.
Well, I was thinking of changing it because I don't know the song so well.
Why don't you play it on the laptop?
We can all sing it together.
Oh my gosh, asteroids are gonna lose their minds. This would be the coolest thing they've ever heard. Please, Aster, just try it once. Just for me, just for a few minutes. If you still don't like it, you can always switch it later.
Okay.
This folder here, there's the lyrics. Lexi, you can read them too if you want to join in.
Dripping tiny drops of mirrors, reflections ripple from our steps, shattering the silver surface that once hid all our secrets. I didn't have a clue that there lay just beneath it all, a double life.
Oh, see? It's about your story.
Echoing the songs of sirens, I can hear them in the waves. And I'm drawn back to find you over and over again. I didn't know I held in me goodbyes we never said. Reflecting light. And I know that you don't know, but I will not let you go. And so I'm reaching out towards my own face. They say that mirrors always leave a little space, but I'm hoping now that we'll break through, and then I can find solid land and stand hand in hand with you.
Come on, Aster, we can't sing your big song without you. Can't you picture the stage tonight?
Pushing through the swirling darkness, out and out against the tide. But somehow when I go deeper, all the cold seems to subside.
Dive through the glass,
reach for the ghost, and I'm surprised to find you're tangible. And you know that I don't know you, but I will not let you go. And so I'm reaching out towards my own face. They say that mirrors always leave a little space, but I'm hoping now that we'll break through, and I can find solid land and sand hand in hand with you.
Okay, the bridge is coming up. We have to sing this loud as we can. You've been doing so great. Get ready.
One song, one voice. Louder,
louder,
louder, louder.
Again.
Louder,
louder,
louder.
Freeze! Hands in the air!
Lexi! Oh my god!
Dad!
On the steps of a local hospital, newly released Aster gave a personal statement.
I just want to share that as difficult as this whole ordeal has been, I am so grateful to be rich in love. What I've been through will forever change me, but I want to start from a place of gratitude and to know that the days ahead of me are ones I might never have had. I want to live in a way that honors Shelley, whose loss is impossible to calculate. For now, that looks like releasing this next album, Siren Songs, dedicated to her, and I'm not going to hold on to a single dollar of the money I make from it. Instead, rightfully,
Her father will be in charge of choosing charities that exemplified Shelley's beautiful heart, starting with the shelter where she worked and the animal rescues in her area. She will live on in some small way in this service to others. It also means I'm going to be taking some time off to concentrate on my family right now. My whole family, which is bigger than I knew. Please respect our need for privacy at this time, but your thoughts, prayers, and donations to the new Shelley Brewer Foundation are appreciated. Thank you.
And she's being led back into the hospital now, and her parents are going back in with her.
I think that's very sensible, taking time off to focus on family.
She was stuck in there for days with Emily. I don't know how she stayed so calm.
You stayed calm too, smart girl. From how Aster tells it, you might have kept everyone alive.
She's the one who came up with singing the song. I can't believe it's just all over.
I can't believe you're leaving tomorrow. For real this time.
Yeah, we gotta get back to school. Though I think we might call in sick for a day or two just to sort of get settled back in. We have an emergency meeting with our therapist on Monday afternoon now.
I don't like to miss school. It's like not even a relief because there's makeup work and stuff, so it just feels more stressful than doing the work during the school day. Plus, I'm a better audio learner, so if I pay attention in class, I remember things better than if I just read them on my own. I learned that 95% of the population is visual learners, so I think that's a bigger deal for me than for most people.
Yeah, but I think it's more important that we talk to a safe person about everything that happened, Lexi.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not even sure what to tell my friends. I've been avoiding texts for a couple days now.
Well, before you face all that, what would you like to do with your last Blue Bonnet evening?
I thought you'd like to see Corn Dog's Ranch. He's still out of town, but he said you can use his trampoline fountain if you want. It's rigged up to lights that change when you bounce on it. We can go get you a swimsuit if you didn't pack one.
Actually, I wondered if we could go back to the bridge. I think it'd be good to throw Mom's ashes off there. I feel ready now.
Of course we can.
Are you sure?
I think Avery would like that.
She used to talk about how she would hang out on the bridge after school with her friends. She had like a lunchbox they hid under it full of stuff. Like they used to trade Pokemon cards and apparently they'd leave them inside the lunchbox for each other. And during the summer, they'd even hide little, like, drinks inside to share. Not like alcohol, but like sugary stuff in squeeze bottles that would turn their tongues blue. And I wondered, could we come back and spend summer here as a family?
Well, that's up to your grandma and grandpa.
Oh, we love that.
I want to see more of where Mom grew up. I know it's kind of far, but...
I could do remote work over the summer. They don't need me in the office.
You know, it's really hot here in the summertime.
Well, I heard about a trampoline fountain, so I think that'll help. I wonder if Corn Dog has a dog.
Nah, he could never stand dogs. Says they're just coyotes with a beer belly. Come on, I'll drive us to the old middle school. I know a shortcut.
Grandma, how old was Mom when you let her wear makeup?
About 10 or 11?
Wow. B?
Welcome to New York. The local time is 11:33 p.m. and it is a nice 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Please stay in your seats while we wait for our gate. When we are safely at a full stop, the fasten seatbelt sign will turn off.
Well, we made it, baby bird. Ah, she's sleeping still.
Please enter your path. You have one new
Hello, Elijah. This is Cameron Tanaka. I believe you are on a flight back to New York right now. I am calling because I took some time to look into your wife, Avery's murder. And I found something strange. Please call me back when you get the chance.
Are we back?
Yeah. Looks like it.
Thanks for listening to Radio Violence. Starring Amy Pan, Jonathan Wong Fry, Kelsey Waltermeyer, Matthew Liu, Lauren Bobrow, Natalie Kane, Victoria Chassie, Jonathan Beebe, Elaine Bias, Lara Zarama, and Shannon McDavid. Also featuring the Cummings family, Olivia Ho, Nick Mack, Aaron Reed, Officer Angel Vega, Melissa Ding, the Chaubert family, and Diana Mastalis. Fully indie written and produced by Danny Cummings. If you enjoy, support on Venmo at Radio Violence Podcast, and maybe make a season 2 possible.